G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
A biblical perspective on life, culture and current events. This is 2020 on Vision.
At this time on a Tuesday, we'll often check in with Greg Bondar from Christian Voice Australia. But a little reflection as we get into our conversation today, because there's one of those faithful servants of the Lord who has served in his ministry role for the best part of 5 decades, and he's about to retire. Eric Leach has been executive director of Every Home for Christ, and for the past 47 years. Well, he's hanging up the gloves at the end of April. I guess that's today, isn't it? Eric's been dedicated as an advocate for fulfilling the Every Home for Christ mission to inspire and empower churches to carry Christ to their world. Well, another interesting development is that Greg Bondar is about to take over that leadership role. Greg's back with us today too as national spokesperson for Christian Voice Australia, national think tank and advocacy group for families, liberty and faith. Hey, Greg, a special welcome back to 2020.
Oh, delighted to be back with you, Neil, and some great news. So thank you for that introduction.
And Greg, you're going to be continuing in your role with Christian Voice Australia, but you're going to be taking on this leadership role. You've got a team. I mean, this is a big organization around the world, 150 plus countries. Well, congratulations to you.
Yeah, thank you, Neil, because it's a great challenge when the board asked me to take over from Eric, and I've been working with Eric for the last 3 months to transition the organisation. And when I saw that the vision of Every Home for Christ was simply to reach every home, every village, and every nation with the good news, I said, I'll take the job, because that's exactly what we should all be doing, the Great Commission, Neil.
Tell us about Eric. What can you share about him? You've been spending these months with him, preparing for a leadership transition. 47 years at the helm of a great evangelism organisation. That's a pretty big feat, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, Neil. In actual fact, Eric is now, I'm sure he won't mind me saying, he's 87 years old, Neil, so he's decided to hang up the pulpit, so to speak. And what he did was, he originally started Youth for Christ in Brisbane, Neil, so that you may remember that during the Billy Graham days and what have you. So he was very active then, and Eric and I have had long chats and reflections and sort of memories of Billy Graham days. But he actually, as I said, started Youth for Christ up there in Brisbane, came to Sydney, and he joined the Every Home for Christ, which is an international organisation in 155 countries. Head office or international office is in Colorado Springs, Neil. And it's an organisation that's really aimed at, as I said, fulfilling the Great Commission and getting the gospel to every home worldwide. And I'm so delighted to be part of that mission, Neil.
Well, so from the Billy Graham era and a long, long history now, Eric, 47 years in that role, reaching around the world, 155 locations worldwide. What's first on your agenda, Greg? Because as I understand it, there's a vision called Oikos 2038. Is this something of the initiative that you're jumping into?
Well, there is. It's called Oikos 2038, which is really to try and get every home to have at least heard the gospel. Now, so far, Every Home for Christ internationally has reached, Neil, over 2 billion households, over 2 billion. And we're talking here not only capital cities, not only mainstream Western civilizations. We're talking here, you know, the jungles of New Guinea, remote locations. So we're really getting in there. And one of the things I'll be also challenged with is providing how best can we get aid to countries like, say, Nepal or Ukraine, where they can continue to build on the gospel through establishment of schools or churches or what have you. So it's a great great initiative that organisation has had with Oikos 2038. Which, of course, means, you know, Neil, it actually means Oikos really means household or home. So we want to get the Bible, the gospel, to every home.
Okay, well, I'm just thinking, you know, grass huts. I can see you knocking on the grass hut door now. You know, you've got wooden doors. Well, I can see you now, Greg, knocking on an igloo. All right. look forward to good things in your new role, because you're working with churches. I mean, this is something, you know, lots of listeners who know you well will know that you'll be fitting in like a hand into a glove here. Working with churches, working with everyday Christians, helping people to understand the way things are changing in our world today, but also highlighting this great commission that we have as Christian believers. It sounds to me like you're made for this position.
Oh, thank you. Now, look, my first initiative will be I'm meeting with our Asian Pacific communities. I'm meeting with people from Fiji, New Zealand, Samoa, Guam, Solomon Islands, Tonga, Micronesia, and we're going to come together and to see how best can we get the gospel spread into the Asia Pacific region. So we're meeting up in June in Fiji, which I think I can bear now. A bit of Fijian, some won't hurt me. But I'm also a great supporter of the Fijian rugby, so I'm looking forward to that little meeting. But Neil, we've got to try and get the gospel out there worldwide. And my role will be to get it into Australia, New Zealand, and the Asia-Pacific region.
Okay, and of course, Every Home for Christ. Here's putting you on the spot in your new role. Do you know what the website address is for listeners who might want to connect with you on that new role, Greg?
Absolutely, Neil. Everyhome.org.au. And if you get up there and you see the board of directors, you'll see my lovely photo up there, Neil.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, congratulations once again. And really, you're in that role now. And special honour to the outgoing chief.
Yes.
And, you know, God's special blessing on that Eric Leach. And for 47 years, ministry in that role, and been part, no doubt, of the global growth of the organization to 155 locations worldwide. Hey, Greg, back with your other hat on here for a few moments. A European Christian MP, back in the Supreme Court, he's been tweeting the Bible, and he's been labeled as someone who's disseminating hate speech. What do you understand about this guy?
Neil, just a quick correction. It's a she.
Oh, okay.
Ravi Pavi Rasanan is a female MP, but these days it's hard to tell, Neil, but she's a female MP. And this is quite a sad story, Neil, because it all started back in June 2019 when she simply did a tweet. She did a tweet about her own church, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Finland, and she tweeted saying, look, why are you supporting the gay pride event? Well, that started it all. Since then, she's been in court for over 4 years, dragged to police station, dragged through the courts. Her name's been muddied by the media. And quite frankly, this is the good news, though. In April of 2024, she was actually acquitted of all hate speech by tweeting the Bible. And now the prosecutor, the government, has said, no, we want to retrial the case. So talk about Christian persecution, Neil. This is a real sad day for everyone. If you're a politician, a preacher, a radio announcer, whatever you are, Neil, this is a real threat to what we do when we talk about our faith.
You know, talking faith, Jesus said, you know, if the world hates you, it's because they hated me first. It's not as though this is something that's unexpected. There's going to be times where you will be persecuted. You might even be dragged before the courts. Sometimes there's silver lining to all of that insofar as the pressure that you're under actually results in a wider publicity of understanding what the real issues are, and people start to say, well, that's what that Christian message is all about. Because somehow or other, Greg, the gospel does come to the surface whenever these controversies arise. Any thoughts from you on that?
Yes, absolutely, Neil. Just last week I was preaching I was asked to preach at a local church, and I was preaching on 1 Peter 3:15. And as you would know, Neil, it is always be prepared to give an answer for the hope that you have. And it's so important, because if you're asked as a Christian, why do you always talk about Jesus? Why do you have the hope? You better be prepared, Neil, to give an answer that everybody can understand. And you've got to do it, of course, with gentleness and grace. So, Neil, it's a great thing for me to have preached on that topic, because as I said, as you know, in my daily life, I'm always asked, why are you always talking about Jesus Christ?
Hey, let's talk about something else you've been following along, and so many listeners will be familiar with that amazing couple, Danny and Layla Abdallah. Forgiveness, that's what their life is about these days after suffering their own tragedy and the loss of their children. What are you reflecting on so far as the Abdallahs go?
Yeah, very quickly now, what's happened is on Saturday, April the 20th, they gave birth to their second baby girl, and she's yet to be named. But how wonderful this is, because they lost three children in a tragedy. As you know, the drunk and drug driver went off the road and plowed into a whole group of kids. Four of them died, and three of those were Danny and Layla's children. Now, what's happened here is they're now, you know, getting a gift from above, as they say, and this is their second child since the death of those three children. And the important thing here, Neil, is that Danny Abdallah has absolutely forged a wonderful Christian relationship with the actual accused person, Bill Dutton, who actually then rang them to congratulate them on the birth of their second child. So what a wonderful example of Danny, you know, showing love of Jesus and, of course, engaging with him on a biblical perspective. So wonderful event, Neil.
They are an amazing couple, Danny and Layla, and their forgiveness has connected with so many who've gone through their own tragedy. And they also, I mean, even with the bishop who was allegedly stabbed in church, the Abdallahs were there connecting and recognizing the significance of what it is to forgive those who hurt you. And just amazing what a bright light they have shining. Hey, Greg, let me just point listeners to the two websites, because wonderful to be able to announce that you are taking on this new role. But also to affirm with listeners that you're going to remain a spokesperson for Christian Voice Australia, but also now at the helm of Every Home for Christ. And so there's some websites here, everyhome.org.au. And you know what? I don't know that we've ever had a segment about Every Home, but undoubtedly they're going to get a little bit more profile, because good, you and I no doubt will be talking about some of those sorts of initiatives, and I'll be quizzing you about some of those as we go on. At the other website, of course, christianvoiceaustralia.blog, and some of the issues that Greg is across, the things that he's covering, he's monitoring things around the world, you might want to access some of that great resource. everyhome.org.au and christianvoiceaustralia.blog. Greg Bondar, thank you so much for another update today on 2020.
Thank you, Neil, and God bless you.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.